At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey gang, it's DGS on a Black Friday, and no, I'm not Dave. I don't even have a beanie on today. I am so not Dave that I don't have a beanie on today. It's Mike Elam, DGS crew, everybody is off today because they negotiate better than some of us. But I'm excited I get to come in. Normally, the crew's nice enough to handle or to invite me in on Thursdays around 4 if they don't cancel me, which has kind of become the average joke now. That's just kind of how it is. Hey, are we really doing this? So Andrew will shoot me a note sometime on Thursday and say, hey, buddy, we still good for today at 4? I'm like, you tell me. I'm good if you are. So I'm excited to be here. I'm just going to be here from 1 to 3 today. And then I'm going to try to go out and find some Black Friday deals. Daniel, do you have Black Friday deals that you're planning on going to shop for today?
Not really. I got a pretty full slate the rest of the afternoon. I know my mom got out there this morning. She was up about 6:30. They went all the way out to the Chesterfield outlets, then hit the West County Mall. But I will not be doing the Black Friday. I'll be at the Ambush game though.
Oh, so Ambush tonight. If you are looking for something to do tonight, by the way, if you've got some out of town guest and you're like, hey, it sounds like, according to Dave Murray, starting at 5 a.m. is when the snow is supposed to hit. And it's going to be Armageddon, if you talk to some people, or it's going to be absolutely nothing. I lean towards absolutely nothing. I bet by the time the rain kicks in, it's going to wash away whatever snow we may get. And the only thing I'm kind of worried about is Saturday night, Sunday morning, all that stuff freezing. But that is yet to come. Tonight, if you want to go do something, it is the opening game for the St. Louis Ambush playing out at the Family Arena. I think they're playing, what is it, around 5, 5:30?
I believe it's a 5:05 kickoff.
5:05 kickoff. They still have some tickets available, by the way. So if you want to get those tickets and you want to get out of the house because you're like, okay, I'm really sick of sitting here. We were home all day yesterday. We had everybody over at our house. Did you have people? Where'd you go for Thanksgiving? What'd you do?
I had a 3-day or a 3-part Thanksgiving. So
3-part.
I guess you could even say 4. Started off with a turkey trot in the morning, a little 5K.
Yeah.
Then went to my girlfriend's house.
Now you actually ran in it. You weren't just there supporting people.
No. Yeah. I actually ran and walked. I'm not going to give myself too much credit here.
It's all good. You did the 5K.
Yeah.
All right.
But then so went to my girlfriend's house where they had her dad's side of the family.
Nice.
And had like a little brunch over there.
Okay.
Then moved from there to my side of the family's house where we went out to O'Fallon, which is on my mom's side.
Ah.
Had a good Thanksgiving dinner over there and then finished it off at her cousin's house out in Manchester in De Pere with some like appetizers and desserts.
See, I'm lucky. Everybody comes to my house.
Yeah.
So we had 13 yesterday at our house. So that was good. My daughter's fiance, I got to get used to saying that. It's not boyfriend anymore. It's fiance now. He's a police officer here in the city of St. Louis. So he was working afternoons yesterday. So we didn't have him.
missed another person. My brother-in-law passed away, so we were short another one there. But we still had a whole bunch of people. I agree with Chris Ranji. I don't care what Clave said. I know you can break out the fine china. That's fine. Yes, you can do that. But it leaves so many dishes and glasses, and it's just like, that's a mess that nobody wants to deal with when you're still dealing with what's left over of that turkey sleep that you want to go into, right? So we watched some great football games yesterday. My wife was very excited about the Chiefs-Cowboys game. Nothing to do with the Chiefs-Cowboys, Post Malone did the halftime show. And that was great. I think she would prefer that Post Malone would have played for 3 hours and then the Cowboys did a half hour in between. But so we had everybody around the TV when Posty decided to come on and sing. So that was good. And we enjoyed that part. But I had everybody over at the house. And then once we finished eating, we went with what Ranji was talking about. Those nice looking plastic plates that you can get that don't break when you load them up. So we got that because you can get a really good deal on those at Sam's, which is kind of cool. So we went to that a number of years ago when everybody got tired of washing dishes. And at the end of the night, you just gather them all up, trash it, throw it out, and we were good to go. So that was really nice. My brother-in-law was here. He was supposed to be here until tomorrow, but he lives in Charlotte, so the weather kind of scared him off. So he hopped in a car earlier this morning, and he took off. Well, we've got a lot going on today. We are going to start off everything talking with Scott Faughn, who you may know from This Week in Missouri Politics. I don't think there's anybody who has a better handle on what's going on in Jefferson City than Scott Faughn. This guy does the F-150 tour around the state. He gets to talk to all of the senators and reps and the governor and all those folks. Has a pretty good idea of what's going on there. So we're going to talk with him. Eric Lindbergh. Yes, that Eric Lindbergh, the grandson of Charles Lindbergh, moved the Lindbergh Foundation back to St. Louis last year. And this was the 98th anniversary. So obviously, if you do your math right, in about 18 months from now is the 100th anniversary of Charles Lindbergh's flight that everybody knows about and how we became the Spirit of St. Louis from that plane. So he's got a lot going on. Next year is the 99th anniversary, and it is celebrating women in aviation. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Ness Sandoval was on earlier this week with Megan, and she talked to him about what's going on with the demographics of St. Louis and how we just keep losing population. And he really made it seem like we are a lot like Detroit was a number of years ago. We're going in that direction where we're losing population really quickly. So it's going to be interesting to hear what Ness has to say. Is there a way for us to turn it around? In the 2 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with Steve Ellman. Yes, he's back in the race as county executive. He's been there for 19 years. Talk to him about why'd you get back into this? What do you want to do? What's the unfinished business that's going on there? So we'll find out a little bit more about that. And we're also going to talk with Samantha Smagula, who is with the Del Mar Loop. And if you're looking for something to do to get out of the house and maybe do some shopping, do something a little different. If you don't want to, you know, do the malls, you want to go out to dinner at someplace a little different, the Del Mar Loop's actually got a lot going on. I got to tell you, it's been a long time since I've been to the Del Mar Loop. Used to go there a lot. So it's going to be good to talk to her to find out what's going on. So thanks to James for checking in Clearwater, Florida, where it's a nice sunny 61. Thanks for rubbing that in. Appreciate that. Did you see that our overnight lows are going to be in the low 20s and even high teens from now until about Tuesday? So if you put those winter coats away, it's time to get them out. It's officially cold, so you can start doing that. Scott Faughn is on the other side. We will talk to him and figure out what's going on with Missouri politics. Pre-filing of bills happens Monday. Yep. The legislature's almost back. It's the Dave Glover Show. Mike Elam is filling in for DGS today. We will talk to you on the other side of this.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hey gang, DGS show on a Friday. Dave and the crew are off today. Mike Elam sitting in for them. And we are starting off today by having our first guest is Missouri's top political analyst and insider, in my opinion. This guy takes the F-150 out around the state of Missouri when legislature is not in session. And he seems to get the dirt on a little bit of everything that's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from This Week in Missouri Politics. It is Scott Faughn. Scott, how are you, sir?
I'm doing so well, Mike. How you doing this Black Friday?
I'm good, man. Did you and Casey and the family have a good Thanksgiving?
We had a great one. We went south and had a great weekend. And I'm actually doing nothing and loving it, listening to the radio and watching football. And she's, I'm sure, buying a lot of things I can't even imagine.
Well, you'll find out in January exactly what.
Yeah, that's a fact.
that's how it happens in my house. Hey, man, you are the guy that I always turn to what's going on in Jeff City. You always seem to have your finger on the pulse of everything that's going on. And I wanted to check in with you because Monday is the big day. Monday is the day that all of the reps and the senators can start pre-filing bills of what they want to get accomplished in next year's legislative session. I was just curious, what do you see as the big issues that you think is going to happen come this legislative session? What are you expecting to see on Monday?
Well, I think, if you follow history, the second year of a session is not as productive as the first. The longer a governor goes in office, the less productive the legislature generally is. So you've got a couple of crosswinds there. It's only Mike Kehoe's second session. He's very good with the legislature. But then again, historically, you don't pass a lot. The number one thing they're going to talk about from the start, there's two prevailing winds here attacking each other. You have the budget is going to probably be the first time we've not seen 3%, 4%, 5%, even 2.5% growth. It's going to be one-ish, and they're going to have to decide how they spend the money based off that in a market with a lot of inflation. And the second thing is the governor wants to take Missouri's income tax to zero. Now, that means a lot of things to a lot of people. But if I had to guess to Mike Kehoe, it means setting us on a calculated schedule to go from, what are we now, 4.4, something like that, down to zero. So it could take a long time, as in decades, but at least the state will have a built-in mechanism to take our income tax zero, which he believes will go help recruit businesses. And look, I'll just be honest with you. Mike Kehoe has the greatest business acumen of any governor since at least Lloyd Stark and maybe before. I mean, people that have a beef with this tax plan, I'm like, well, how many jobs have you created? Because I doubt you want to compare to Mike Kehoe.
That is definitely true. I'm just curious, do you think they're going to be able to get it across the finish line? I got a chance to talk to the Speaker Pro Temp when he was in St. Charles a couple of weeks ago with another one of his fellow reps' campaign kickoff.
That Chad Perkins is a solid guy, boy. He's one to keep an eye on.
And he is a radio guy, so you got to love it even more. See,
absolutely, he is.
I love
him. I think he's going to be running for state senate. In the Whispering Gallery morning email, was talked about Senator Fitzwater is considering, at least pretty strongly, not running for reelection. Which would open that seat up. It goes from Wentzville, gets Lincoln County, Pike County, all the way to Callaway County. And I would say Chad Perkins will start off as the leading candidate if that seat's open.
I didn't realize that Travis was talking about not running.
I think there's some folks that have been recruiting him in the private sector. He's going to finish his term, from what I understand, or plans to. But there's a lot of opportunities coming his way, and I think he wants to give folks time to run their campaigns and not spring it on everybody at the last second.
Well, he is a great guy. He's a great senator. Yeah. He's done really well in his first term there in the Senate. So it would be a shame to lose him. But Chad would be a fantastic guy to step in and fill in there. But I was talking to Chad about what do you think the odds are that this is going to get across the finish line? I mean, like you were saying, when it is election year and it's that off cycle election, like it's not a presidential, things tend to go a little slower, and you don't tend to get as many things done. But he seemed to be pretty positive that the governor is behind this. And like you said, it is Mike Kehoe's number one thing that he wants to get done. He talked about that in the campaign last year. That's one of the things that he wanted to make happen. They seem to think it's going to get across the finish line.
I would say this. It's if Mike Kehoe is 80% as engaged as he was last session, then I like his chances. If Mike Kehoe is working the halls, personally visiting folks, I mean, he's a salesman, and if you had word association with people in politics, the one word you'd associate with Mike Kehoe is he's a winner. And I think he'll get it. Now, it'll be tough. It'll be laborious. There's a lot of anger amongst Democrats mostly, but and Republicans about the special session and some of the rule changes they did. I think there's going to be a lot of issues, but I think if Mike Kehoe wants to get this done and puts the time in, yeah, I think he can win.
So what do you think?
Show me where he ever hasn't.
What do you think outside of getting rid of the Missouri sales tax? And I agree with you. I think it's going to be a phased-in approach. I don't think it's going to be, hey, we're done, we're throwing that away, and we're going to go from where we are now to zero overnight. I don't think that's going to happen. What are the other issues that you're talking to people about that they're going to try to get done this session?
Well, you're going to have everybody that's had all these budget increases around the state, colleges, you know, shelter workshops, all the things in between. People are going to start building their defenses now for the cuts that are coming. It's a fundamental problem the Republican Party has. If you say tax cuts bring growth, we've had the tax cuts. Now we're seeing the state budget, shrinking. We just haven't seen the growth. I think that's going to be budget issues will be talked about a great deal. And look, you're going to have a group of ardently pro-life folks. You know, they put Amendment 3 passed last year, which made Missouri pretty much the most pro-abortion jurisdiction on earth. They have a pretty moderate proposal to put on the ballot that would allow certain instances of abortion. It's a little more moderate. On abortion, it's very much subjective, but they took some grief from the ardent pro-life side for allowing any abortion. I think there's going to be a proposal move that'll be, you know, it'll be one of those things that doesn't get talked about in the beginning, but over time, as their supporters will just stop everything to get this, they want to put another thing on the ballot to allow no abortion. Essentially what the law was before the first Amendment 3, that's what they take it back to. They will get traction because they're willing to go to the mattresses on it. I don't think it could pass, but they want that in the conversation.
Well, we've got Amendment 3 that's on the ballot next year already, mm-hmm. don't we?
You do. It allows rape, incest, maybe 8 weeks of certain circumstances. It allows some abortions to be legal.
Right.
And there are some folks on the right wing of the Republican Party that they just can't abide by any. So they're going to have their own measure they'll push. It'll start off not getting a lot of attention, but when they start slowing other bills down. We'll have to give them some attention on it. I also think, I don't think the courts will rule the new congressional map out, but if the signature signers get the signatures, then we'll know by the 13th to get on the ballot to recall the current map the Republicans drew in September. If that gets on the ballot, there'll be some pressure from Washington to just pass it under the wall and go around it. And I think that'll gain traction as these signature gatherers, if they complete their task and the campaign starts to look like it's going to be bad for the Republicans, I think there'll be pressure at the end to pass another map. Would it be too late to outlaw?
Well, I'm curious to see where all this stuff is going to go. What's going to turn out to be that surprise issue that we didn't see coming? Because there's always something that pops up.
Always one.
There's always one. But I wanted to ask you real quick, because tomorrow, I'm a big Arkansas Razorback guy. Grew up in Northwest Arkansas. I don't have a lot of hope for tomorrow, just to be quite frankly. This year was a character-building year if you are an Arkansas Razorback fan. It just was. It was really hard to publicly say, I'm an Arkansas Razorback fan, when we, quite frankly, just sucked. There's nothing to it. Already fired our coach early on, one of the first ones to do it. But because all these coaching openings are out there, Eli Drinkwitz made some hay on this and said, everybody's interested in me too. What are you going to do? Sign this deal. Looks like he's going to end up getting a 6-year extension that's almost $11 million a year. Good deal? Not good deal? Good for Drink?
Great deal. Great deal. This is a down year for the Tigers. But I'm going to tell you right now, when 8-4 is a down year, I tell you, I remember when there were years, decades, where 8-4 would have been a dream. Drinkwitz has got the swagger. He's proving he can win. He can bring through in the transfer portal. I think it was very smart not to let a bidding war erupt after the game tomorrow, which I know you guys, it's down in Northwest Arkansas. But let me just tell you, if there is a fan base that loves their team as much as we love the Cardinals, I would actually say those Razorback fans are there because they've been so bad for so long. They still love them. Razorback fans are legit fans. I have a lot of fan respect for them as a person that loves the Cardinals, probably in a ridiculously, obsessively unhealthy way. I see the same in those Northwest, not just Northwest, all over Arkansas Razorback fans. Mizzou's favored by 2.5, and I think we get there. I think it'll be close. Bobby Petrino will have his guys fired up. I mean, this is their bowl game. I still just think Mizzou's got too much talent, and Arkansas is in they're where the Cardinals are in rebuild.
Well, we're going to have that new coach, supposedly. We've already got a new coach in Arkansas, but they're not going to talk about that until after this weekend when everybody's finished off their season. But there's going to be a lot of that coaching carousel.
Were you surprised they didn't hire
Petrino? I was not. I think if Bobby would have pulled off some wins in the SEC, he had it. But I think he had to win at least 3 SEC games. And tomorrow is his last opportunity to win 1 SEC game. So we had Chad Morris for 2 years who did exactly that, won 0 SEC games in 2 years. So for the fact that Bobby couldn't make one happen, I think that's what it was. But I think they are reloading with booster money. You're seeing the Tyson money, the Walmart money. All those folks are starting to come together, and I think they're going to have an awful lot of money that they're going to throw at NIL, and we're going to see if Arkansas can have a program. I do feel like a Cub fan, though, because I keep saying wait for basketball. And we almost got Duke last night. We almost got Michigan State, both on the road game. So I'm confident that we're going to have a great year in basketball, but I hate being that guy.
Well, you have a coach. It's like with Drinkwitz. I mean, he has a swagger. John Calipari has a swagger.
He does.
Wherever he's been, wherever he's at, people want to be. They're attracted to that swagger, that confidence. Your basketball team's going to be in a good place. I don't know. You boys always talked about being from the SEC, the big football conference. I tend to think the boys from Columbia have been teaching you Southern boys some lessons at football.
Well, there's a lot of boys in the South that all of a sudden became basketball fans because our football team sucks so bad that we've already. Do you realize that a quarter of the SEC has already fired their football coach? And let's be honest, in the SEC, it's all about football. You can be good in and all the other sports, but if you're not good in football, it really doesn't matter.
Kentucky, Mizzou has basketball fans. Kentucky's got basketball fans. Arkansas, I think when you have the right coach, you do. But, yes, it is about football. That's just what's up. That's where every conference alignment goes. It's all about the football.
It's always going to be that way. Well, Scott, I appreciate the time today. Thank you very much, and look forward to talking to you after these bills start getting filed, and we'll follow along with you as we get back into session and see what's going to happen. In the meantime, I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, bud. Talk to you later.
That is Scott Faughn. You can watch him on This Week in Missouri Politics, which airs right here in St. Louis. And he talks with all of the opinion makers in Missouri politics. He has everybody on, local, statewide, national. You'll see Eric Schmidt on his show on a regular basis. So he talks with all the decision makers. So, Scott, we appreciate you taking the time today. We are going to turn the page and talk with Eric Lindbergh on the other side. That's right. Charles Lindbergh, grandson, is here. And the Lindbergh Foundation has made its way back to St. Louis. He moved it back earlier this year. He's got a lot of plans coming up. We are about 18 months away from celebrating the 100th anniversary of Charles Lindbergh's Spirit of St. Louis flight. So we will talk with Eric on the other side. It's Mike Elam in for Dave Glover and the crew on the DGS show on 104.1 KMOX.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, gang, DGS on a Black Friday. Hope you're out doing something fun today. Are you standing in line? Are you out there trying to get a deal? Everybody's probably doing like one of three things. You're stuck in traffic and you're wondering why you left the house in the first place. You're out shopping for that TV that you probably really don't need, but hey, what the heck? It's Black Friday and I'm going to try to shove that into my car. Or you're still in Thanksgiving stretchy pants and you're pretending that this is cardio. I mean, this is kind of where we're at today. We appreciate you making KMOX a part of your Black Friday. Hope you're getting some great deals that are out there. Want to introduce you to somebody who you already know the name, but you may not know that much about the guy. So we're going to talk to Eric Lindbergh. He is the grandson of Charles Lindbergh. He is a pilot, an adventurer. He's the chairman of the Lindbergh Foundation. He's a leader in electronic aviation. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Eric Lindbergh to the show. Eric, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
I'm better now. I'm talking to you. Did you have a great Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah, good family, good food, and I got my exercise in yesterday before I ate, so I felt perfect. It was
holiday. Did you do like Daniel? Did you go out and run a 5K before you went to eat?
I rode my bike for an hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was just perfect.
That's a way to do it. I mean, you burn the calories before you eat the calories. I like that. That's a smart way. See, that's why you're the smart guy, and I'm the guy who has you on the radio, because we're going to try to get a little smarter today.
Well, you're giving me too much credit, Mike. I actually eat more after I exercise, so that there's a little problem there.
There's a method to the madness, though, so that works out well. Hey, I want to start off.
Keep moving.
I want to start off by introducing folks who don't know it. Tell us a little bit about the Lindbergh Foundation. What is it all about, and how did it get back here to St. Louis?
Thank you. Well, the Lindbergh Foundation was really started by Neil Armstrong and the Apollo astronauts, like Apollo 13 Commander Jim Lovell and Wally Schirra. And they were at the Explorers Club, and they implored my grandmother to continue really looking at the balance between our civilization's needs and technology and preservation of the environment, because my grandparents flew over the Earth from the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and saw firsthand that this technology that could connect us could harm our quality of life. And then the astronauts went and saw it, this overview perspective from space, and they said, this is really important. So the foundation was started in 1977, and for most of our history, we gave grants and awards and education programs. And, you know, we were sitting around during COVID when everything shut down. And we decided we should do something for the 100th anniversary. And we also decided, since we were sort of virtual at that point, we should move to St. Louis.
That's a great idea. Everybody should do that.
Well, it was great. We moved in 2004. The community has been incredibly welcoming. And we've got to meet, you know, Governor Mike Kehoe and Senator Eric Schmidt, and Wesley Bell and Kara Spencer and you know, politicians, Sam Page, even you, Mike Elam.
Even me.
And I'll tell you what, everybody loves the fact that we're looking at, you know, celebrating the 100th anniversary and doing that from St. Louis. This message that's going to go out to the world is coming from St. Louis.
So tell me a little bit about, since the last time you and I met in person, over at 39 North, you have a new foundation director. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we just hired our first St. Louis native executive director in Ann Balsamo. Many of you know her as Ann Wiedemeyer Balsamo. She grew up in St. Louis and has spent time working at the St. Louis Science Center, which is near and dear to my heart, and Elasticity and Fleischmann Hillard. So she's got a real firm basis, and she's helping us to operationalize our programs and vision for the 100th, which is great because we've been operating as a nonprofit with just a volunteer board and a working board, if you will, no paid staff. And that's hard to really scale that way. So now we are really operating with some high octane fuel in our tank, which is great.
Well, talking about high octane fuels, one of the things that you're working on is sustainable aviation fuels. Like, you're doing things that are supporting the aviation industry with getting into electronic flight and things like that. It's not just celebrating what your grandfather did. Like, you're building on that legacy with actual meaningful programs.
Yeah. We decided that we needed to leverage as much as we could with the 100th anniversary. We will have the world's eyeballs focused on us. And so in October of 2024, we brought the XPRIZE Foundation to 39 North, which is where our headquarters is in St. Louis, for a two-day brain trust conclave that worked on incentive prize concepts. And so we did this for the ag tech industry first, and we surfaced eight different prize concepts, and the winning prize, programmable plants, which uses an incentive prize to get people to come up with new and novel ways to get plants with desirable characteristics to shortcut the process it takes to do the natural growth and breeding process. So shortcut that by 10 years. That prize, the winning prize, Programmable Plants, was awarded $500,000 in XPRIZE funding in mid-2025, is now in the prize design process. So we had a hand in that, and XPRIZE leadership has expressed a strong interest in returning to St. Louis and engaging in this innovation community that's thriving in St. Louis. And so I jumped right there because we had been looking at sustainable aviation fuels and the role of ag tech in creating sustainable aviation fuels that would make aviation more carbon neutral. What's happened in sustainable aviation fuels, which I'm still really we're still really engaged in, is that we've realized that it's probably not ag tech that's going to be the big breakthrough solution there. It's a short-term solution, but in the long term, it's really going to be power-to-liquid fuels. And so we're looking at creating sustainable aviation fuels using clean energy and atmospheric carbon. If we can do that, use carbon as a feedstock for aviation fuels, this will be a huge breakthrough and change the energy equation on the planet. So that's one of the prizes that we're looking forward to carrying with us on the 100th anniversary as we fly from San Diego, St. Louis. St. Louis is where, you know, our heartbeat is, to New York and then to Paris. Carrying a vision of a future for the next generation that they can live into that's brilliant, that's sustainable. And we want to do that with this Spirit of St. Louis 100.
We're talking with Eric Lindberg, and next year, before we get to 100, we're going to get to 99. You've got a special focus on the ladies in aviation coming up next year, don't you?
Absolutely. Well, this year we had the 98th anniversary, and unfortunately the tornado disrupted our venue, but we still had it, and it was great.
It was
an extraordinary, set the stage. You were there. Lots of our leaders were there. And the locals, for the 99th, we're going to have that anniversary celebrated at the Missouri History Museum. And since the 100th will be all about my grandfather, Charles Lindbergh, we're going to focus on my grandmother, Anne Morrow Lindbergh. She was an incredible aviator in her own right, was the first licensed female glider pilot. And flew as crew on 1931 survey flights around the world to China and back, and then over to Europe and Africa and over to South America and back up. So we're going to focus on her, and then have established women aerospace leaders of today recognizing the emerging women in aerospace for tomorrow. So super exciting to have that focus in our 99th anniversary. And, of course, that's May 20 of 2026, which happens to be Women in Aerospace Day. So we're going to have a great time.
So, Eric, if people want to find out more about the foundation, how they can get more involved, I mean, obviously it's going to be exciting. We're only 18 months away, believe it or not, from the 100th anniversary. Right. If they want to get involved, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, go to our website, which we're in the process of redoing, but it's got everything you need. It's and sign up for our mailing list, which will give you invites to the events and tell us when we're having our Epic STEM Challenge fly off with local schools. It's where we have kids design, build, and fly electric airplanes on a tether and compete to carry weight or glide different tasks. So super exciting programming that we're building, all for St. Louis, so that we can showcase to the world that, you know, that spirit of innovation, entrepreneurship, and exploration is thriving here in St. Louis.
Well, Eric, we appreciate you making some time, especially on a Black Friday, to tell us a little bit more about that. We look forward to getting more involved. I wish you the best on the 99th anniversary before we get to 100. And everything that you have going on, I'm excited about what that means for St. Louis, what you mean for St. Louis and putting the foundation here, and look forward to talking to you more about that as we go forward.
Fantastic. And thanks for your help, Mike. You've been a great asset for us in moving and growing the programs there in St. Louis.
We appreciate you. That is Eric Lindbergh. He is the grandson of Charles Lindbergh, and the Lindbergh Foundation has got a lot going on. So this next year to 18 months, you're going to see all kinds of stuff happening. We are going to talk to Ness Sandoval on the other side. He's a demographer at St. Louis University, talking about things that aren't going that great for the St. Louis region. So obviously, with everything's exciting about the Lindbergh Foundation, it may be something that we can use to get more people to choose St. Louis, just like they did. We'll talk to Ness on the other side. It's Mike Elam in for DGS on a Black Friday on 104.1 FM KMOX. Hey, gang, it's Mike Elam in for Dave Glover and the DGS crew today. They obviously have the day off, so thanks for spending part of your Black Friday with us. We welcome Ness Sandoval in on the guest line with us today. He is a demographer from St. Louis University, and he has been tracking what's going on in the St. Louis region. Ness, thanks for making the time today.
Thanks for the invitation, Mike.
Man, I always enjoy talking to you because you really have your finger on the pulse of what's going on in the St. Louis region. And one of the things that I've been watching of your information, and you talked about this with Megan Lynch earlier this week here on KMOX, you said the St. Louis region has seen 55 years of out-migration. How do we stop something like this from happening? And you called this a version of Detroit over a decade ago. How can we reverse this trend?
Yeah, so this is actually the most difficult challenge for the region, because there's in demography we call this population momentum, and you have to stop it. And you're not going to turn off a light switch and stop it tomorrow. It's going to take a couple years, but the region has to get younger. The region has to become a destination for American youth who are moving around the country. What we've seen over the past 55 years is our youth, the babies born in our region, many of them have left and did not return home. And that's been happening. We were not able to really see it because there were so many babies born during that time period. But now we don't have enough babies born to offset that loss. And so we can see the loss fairly clearly now. And now we have loss because we have more people dying than babies born. And so this is really a challenge for the region, because for the first time ever, at least according to our records, the region will lose population in two ways. The way we've been losing it for the past 55 years, through people leaving, and now you're going to lose people from more people dying and babies born. So the region needs to wake up, because this cannot be solved in 12 months or 24 months. There has to be a plan in place.
So when you say that plan needs to be in place, what needs to be part of that plan for it to be successful?
Well, the region needs what has happened over the past 15 years is that the region has seen a decline in families with children. We're one of the handful of regions in the country that has seen this decline. And so we have to recognize that if we want to be a region that wants to get back on track to a little bit of growth, that's going to come from having families with children stay in our region. And that includes St. Charles, St. Louis County, St. Louis City, Jefferson County. Every county, the big ones, St. Louis County, St. Louis City, have seen a decline in children. St. Charles and Jefferson County have seen very small increases in families with children. The majority of our growth in households is coming from households without children. And so those families are moving, those young families are moving to Nashville, they're going to Austin, they're going to Dallas. They need to come here. And so we need to become more family-friendly region for children, families with children.
So what are those families looking for? What's the thing that we can use to be the carrot to get them to come here?
Well, there's a couple things. One is when young people move, they look for amenities. They're looking for quality schools. They're looking for access to opportunity. But they're also looking for housing. And I talked about this, that our region, the St. Louis metropolitan region, the 15 counties, we are starting to deviate pretty significantly from our peers in terms of the number of new housing permits issued. We're the 23rd largest region in population size, but now we're not even in the top 50 in new housing permits.
Wow.
I get this question a lot because people will say, they say, Ness, nobody wants to build housing. I'm saying, well, that's actually incorrect. I've been tracking the number of housing developments that have been denied throughout our region. And so we have demand for housing, but then we have a lot of communities who are resistant to building housing for families with children. And in St. Charles, you have these debates that are happening now. In St. Louis County, we just saw a community vote down housing. In Jefferson County, they're having this debate. So their developers want to develop housing because they see the demand. We just have a lot of municipalities who are resistant. And you see these housing developments get voted down. And so if we stay out of the top 50 of new housing permits, then we can't expect young people to stay here when it's so expensive to get into entry-level housing today.
Hey, Ness, I have less than a minute here before we have to hit a hard break. If folks want to find out more information about this, what's the easiest way for them to find out what you're talking about? Where can they go learn more?
LinkedIn.com, just search my name or send me an email, ness.sandoval@slu.edu.
And that's S-A-N-D-O-V-A-L, right? Sandoval.
That's right. Yes, I have a newsletter that people can subscribe to.
Ness, I appreciate you. You're a great source of information on this. I appreciate you ringing this bell, and I really appreciate making some time on a Black Friday to talk with us.
Thank you very much.
That is Ness Sandoval. He's a smart guy. We're going to talk to another smart guy on the other side of this break, Steve Ellman, County Executive of St. Charles County, who's going to join us. It's Mike Elaman for DGS Today on 104.1 FM KMOX.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.